Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are Jaya Varma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor.
Good evening and welcome to today's episode of Spotlight. Today, we've made a few more strides towards a more advanced and stronger railway network and infrastructure with the approval of two multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways by the Cabinet. We're in conversation with the former chairperson of Railway Board of India, Ms. Jaya Varma Sinha. Good evening and thank you so much for joining us on Spotlight this evening.
Good evening, Niharika.
So today marks a special day because the Cabinet has approved the doubling of the Kodarma-Barkakana line as also the Ballari-Chikjajur line. The first one will cover about 133 kilometers and the second one will cover about 185 kilometers. So to begin with, can you briefly tell us what doubling means?
These lines are essentially what we call single lines. So therefore, there is only one set of tracks which is available on which both directions of movement happen. So for example, if we take a specific example of the Kodarma-Barkakana line, so if there is a train going from Kodarma to Barkakana, it has to use the same track as the train which is coming in the other direction from Barkakana to Kodarma. So doubling means that you will have another set of tracks and you will be able to segregate the directional movement. So trains moving in one particular direction will use one set of tracks and the other track will be used by in the opposite direction. So that is called a double line, a double track. Literally doubles the capacity of the train to run the number of trains that you can on this section. So doubling the section means that you are essentially nearly doubling the capacity of the section for having extra trains run on the same route.
Right. As I understand, that also saves a lot of time, right? So for instance, if one set of movements would take X amount of time with the doubling of the railway tracks, you can achieve the same result at half the time, right?
Not exactly half the time, but a lot of time is saved. That is on account of avoiding any crossings. Since you will have two dedicated tracks which will separate the two directions of movement, the time to wait at a station to let the other direction train pass will not be required. So all the waiting time which is wasted in giving precedences and crossings at stations will be reduced drastically. So that is how the transit time also comes down. And the speeds, average speeds of the trains improve.
All right. And as far as connectivity is concerned, so the Kodarma-Barkakana line connects about four districts in Jharkhand. And the other one, the Ballari-Chikjajur line, it covers Ballari and Chitradurg districts. So, you know, from that standpoint, how is that going to aid connectivity in the region overall?
See, these are parts of a larger network. So we should not just confine it to these specific districts through which the line is passing. Of course, they will benefit by the increase in the number of trains which will pass on this route. The frequency will improve, the timings will improve, even the local commute they wish to take will improve. They will get additional trains to various destinations they wish to go. So this is the direct benefit that the people of the concerned districts will get out of the doubling. They will also be able to have more economic activity in this region because we should not neglect the cargo aspect of this entire development. A lot of cargo is involved in this area, especially in the Kodarma-Barkakana line. We have a huge deposit of coal where the evacuation will happen and therefore the economic activity of the entire region is going to improve. Similarly, in the Ballari-Chikjajur line, we will be having a lot of iron ore moving, coal moving, fertilizer moving to the Bangalore port. So the connectivity to the Mangalore area and the port is going to bring in far more cargo on this line than at present. So these are the direct benefits which this area will see on account of its doubling. But we must also look at the multiplier effect these projects have on the local economy, on the larger economy also of the country. It has been estimated by many studies that any investment in the logistics sector and railway per se has a multiplier effect on the economy, and something like a 10 times more economic development is seen on account of the investment in this infrastructure sector. So the overall economy is also likely to improve apart from the quality of life of the people who are living in this area.
Right. And I would like to talk a little more in detail about the movement of cargo as also iron ore, coal and steel. But before that, let's listen to what Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has to say on the doubling of both of these lines.
कोडरमा बरका काना डबलिंग 133 किलोमीटर्स ये प्रोजेक्ट 3063 करोड़ का है और ये काफी लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस प्रोजेक्ट है 133 किलोमीटर का है और ये पटना और रांची के बीच में शॉर्टेस्ट लाइन है इसको डबल करने से पटना से रांची के बीच में मूवमेंट काफी स्मूथ हो जाएगा और हजारीबाग छतरा कोडरमा रामगढ़ ये जो जिले हैं इन जिलों को अच्छी कनेक्टिविटी इससे मिलेगी 938 विलेजेस कवर होते हैं और 15 लाख पॉपुलेशन को इसका बेनिफिट मिलता है 17 मेजर ब्रिजेस है 180 माइनर ब्रिजेस हैं, 42 फ्लाईओवर्स हैं, 33 अंडरपासेस हैं और 30 मिलियन टन कार्गो इस डबलिंग के बाद में एक्स्ट्रा इस लाइन पे जाएगा बल्लारी चिकजाजूर ये आंध्र प्रदेश और प्राइमरीली कर्नाटका में ये प्रोजेक्ट है बहुत लंबा प्रोजेक्ट है 185 किलोमीटर की डबलिंग है ये 3,342 करोड़ रुपीज का प्रोजेक्ट है साउथ वेस्टर्न एरिया में मैंगलोर पोर्ट इज द मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट पोर्ट इट विल बेसिकली कनेक्ट द हिंटरलैंड एफिशियंटली विद द मैंगलोर पोर्ट बल्लारी चिकजाजूर दिस मीन्स लॉट ऑफ ट्रैफिक विच कम्स फ्रॉम पार्ट्स ऑफ आंध्र ऑल द वे अप टू सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वहां से एक वेस्ट कोस्ट पे पोर्ट को कनेक्टिविटी मिलेगी सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वगैरह एरिया के लिए केवल एक कृष्णापट्टनम पोर्ट अवेलेबल था अभी तक इस लाइन के पूरा होने से मैंगलोर पोर्ट भी अवेलेबल हो जाएगा
So we just heard the Union Minister talk about Mangalore specifically being an area of strategic importance. So, you know, from that point of view, Mangalore becomes a very important port for us. And from what we understand, it was not as well connected as it will be now. How is that going to aid the economy or how is that going to aid that region as a whole?
See, Mangalore port is a big focus area for the government and a lot of work is being done to improve connectivity, specifically rail connectivity to the Mangalore port because this is a port which has a lot of potential being on the western coast and on the main shipping routes. So cargo which has to go in the western direction, but because of lack of connectivity, etc., is sent first to the eastern side, then moves all around the coast and then goes on towards the west. This will provide a better and a shorter connectivity towards from the western port itself. By ensuring that the hinterland is well connected by both rail and other means to the port's development and its own cargo handling capacity will improve tremendously. So there is a lot of emphasis on doubling and improving the rail connectivity, which is going to Mangalore.
Right. And since we were talking about cargo movement and the movement of iron ore, coal, steel, fertilizers along these areas, I also understand an added advantage is going to be reduction in imports, right?
We will be able to reduce a lot of import by ensuring that we have this kind of connectivity and also what we call a rail-sea rail route. What is used is a sea bridging between two rail routes. So, for example, if you in Orissa, where a lot of coal is produced and it is required on the western side of the country, then normally it is taken to a port on the eastern side, somewhere nearby like Paradip. And from there, it goes by the coastal shipping route across to a western port. And from there, again, it goes to the hinterland and it is easily accessible to the western areas wherever that coal is required. So what you are doing in effect, because shipping is a much better way of carrying any cargo, it is the most environment friendly and also the cheapest mode of transport. So this RSR movement is something which is encouraged by the government and the logistic players. It also brings down the logistic cost. It brings down the environmental cost and it is a win-win for everybody. So by this kind of a bridging, we will be able to give a much better connectivity.
So that also essentially provides a lot of benefit for businesses operating in that area, right? If it's reducing logistics costs. So it is going to reduce the overall cost of production. And of course, there is going to be a significant environmental impact as well, right? Do you want to talk in detail about both these things?
The environmental impact of transporting by rail has been very well studied and a comparison vis-a-vis road has always been made in terms of how much greener it is to transport by rail. and it is estimated to be something like 9 to 10 times more eco-friendly and greener. And if we go back to these two specific projects which have been sanctioned, just been approved by the cabinet, and the Koderma Barkakana line, its doubling is expected to have an additional cargo of 30 million tons. So this shift of cargo, 30 million tons, if it was to go by road versus it moving by rail, it has been estimated that it will lead to a reduction of 160 kilogram carbon emission, reduction of 163 kilogram carbon dioxide emission. So which is a crore, 163 crore kgs of carbon dioxide emission is expected to be reduced, which is like, you know, planting something like 7 crore trees. At the same time, if you look at your import bill of the diesel, you will be saving something like 32 crore liters of diesel by this. So both in terms of the import bill of the diesel that we are importing, and in terms of the carbon footprint that the this movement generates, we are going to benefit tremendously. In the other doubling project of Bellary to Chikjajur, it is expected that something like 100 crore kgs of carbon dioxide emissions will be reduced, which is like planting 4 crore trees. And of course, you will be saving the diesel again. 20 crore liters of diesel will be saved every year. So that is the kind of recurring benefits that you get out of a railway project.
Those are some very useful figures, and that gives us a clearer perspective of how both of these lines are going to be of benefit to the nation. The Koderma line is going to bring 938 villages into connectivity. And similarly, the Bellary Chikjajur line is going to connect about 470 villages. So I understand that would essentially mean a lot of advancement and a lot of benefits can reach these villages as well, right? Very quickly, your comments and your thoughts on that.
Yes, connectivity to the rural areas, non-urban areas of the country is becoming extremely critical. And it has to be addressed if the development has to be inclusive, if it has to reach the last mile, and if it has to be sustainable. Railway promises a development paradigm which is completely sustainable.
We're almost out of time, but before I can let you go, just one last question I have on my mind. Government push to railway infrastructure, particularly in the past few years, and how that has been beneficial for the overall development of the nation.
The development of Indian railways is very closely linked to the development, economic development of the country. Apart from the fact that the huge demand for passenger movement, the cargo movement and the logistics sector is also hugely dependent upon the Indian railways. And therefore, a capacity augmentation is the need of the hour. And if you see the budget support for the past 3 years, it has been 2 lakh crores plus consistently for the past 2-3 years. And that is where the push in augmenting the capacity of the Indian Railways has come. If you see the rate at which tracks are being added, it is something like 14 kilometers per day. That is the rate at which the tracks are being augmented. If you look at the stations, 1300 Amrit Bharat stations are being redeveloped and modernized. If you look at the coaches and the trains, then you are producing Vande Bharat trains, you are producing Amrit Bharat trains, which are non-AC trains with world-class facilities. Then you are producing Namo Bharat Rapid Rail, which is for short distance commute, which is again a very, very comfortable ride for short distance commutes. If you look at the locomotives that the country is producing, the newest locomotive factory set up in Dahore is taking out one of the world's most powerful electric locomotive produced ever at 9,000 horsepower. So with these kind of capacity enhancements, there is going to be a complete transformation of this sector. This, and it will have a direct relation and a direct impact on the country's economy, on the logistics sector. It will bring down the logistic cost. Already, IIM, Ahmedabad, etc. have estimated that the logistic cost of the country is coming down by a significant percentage point, and which is a direct result of the infrastructure push by the government. If you look at the green impact of the movement by rail, that is also very significant. And in fact, the Indian Railways has a net zero target by 2030. Even though we are going for 100% electrification, we are also looking at sourcing the energy from renewable sources.
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us today on Spotlight, Jayaji, and for that well-rounded perspective on how both of these lines are going to be of immense benefit to the entire nation.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants were Jaya Verma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani.
Spotlight.